This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
All right, guys. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DR-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. So I know, you know, a lot of Facebook people are going to think that I'm being really, you know, a party pooper because I'm attacking some of the memes. But I think things are just getting a little ridiculous. And, you know, before everybody goes too far, I think I need to say something, okay? Not that anybody listens to me. But I was on John Phillips' KBC show yesterday when Senator Joe Biden's vice presidential pick, Kamala Harris, came out. I mean, we all knew it. We talked about it on the show. We knew it was going to be Kamala Harris. All right. But within seconds, after I get off air with John Phillips, I go onto Facebook, and I'm seeing memes of, you know, Kamala Harris's legs in the air and pictures of, you know, cartoons of her on her knees, and you just see legs spread and all these different sort of memes that, I mean, as a woman, it's really, really insulting. I mean, you may not agree with her politically, but when you see things like that and you see it from all sides, you're kind of like, okay, I don't know if anybody thinks they're helping, you know, Trump win or trying to help Biden win, but showing cartoons of women with their legs spread is a real bad choice. And especially when you need the women's vote, all right? And women don't like to see any woman objectified like that or you know, pinned up like that. And because it's, here's the thing, all right? And you know, mind you, I am, you know, very pro-man. I love men. I think men are getting a real, real bad rap. And I think that we have a lot of good guys out there, you know, being accused of things or, you know, being pushed out of jobs and all that because, you know, they're a man. And so, you know, sometimes I'm criticized for being too, you know, pro-man, which I think is stupid, okay? You know, I mean, we love each other, we support each other, we move on. But what bothers me about that whole thing, and again, I'm not a big fan of Kamala Care, which we're going to talk about, you know, what is her stance on health care, and, you know, I might not be a big fan of what she did as district attorney. What bothers me about this is when there's a presidential pick or vice presidential pick, okay, and it's a dude, all right, you know, they criticize him or they go after, you know, his record. They go after, you know, with her, the first thing they did, even though they've been attacking her record, but the first thing they did had to do with her vagina, had to do with her legs. And this is something we women have been trying to fight this whole time. And let me talk about this concept of sleeping to the top, all right? So people are accusing Kamala Harris, where this all came from, is I guess she dated Honorable Willie Brown. And this was back in the 90s, and allegedly he was married, and he was 30 years her senior. And they dated for some time, and then he becomes mayor of San Francisco, and they break up. And so there's been a lot of debate on that sort of relationship. And, you know, and okay, whether she did or not, whenever I hear that a woman is accused of having slept to the top or slept her way to the top, women like that don't last unless they have substance, okay? If all somebody has is sex, then once they do get into that CEO position, or once they do get that movie part, or once they do, you know, get into that position that they so-called slept their way to, they need to have some substance, otherwise they don't last. You know, I've never imagined a world where I slept to the top because sex for me isn't my forte. You all know I'm horrible at sex. So I've never been able to imagine using sex to promote my career, because if I had sex with anybody, it would just basically kill my career right then and there. In fact, they would probably be, you know, suggesting that I even lose my body parts. I don't even deserve, you know, the boobs because I'm that bad at sex. So I can't imagine, you know, having, you know, be in that role. But I got to tell you something, all right? Guys sleep their way to the top, too. Now, I'm not saying Kamala Harris did. I'm just saying this concept of, oh, well, you know, somebody slept their way to the top. I mean, you know, there's a lot of successful men out there, you know, a lot of successful women. When a woman is successful, people think it's because she had sex. When a dude is successful, they think, oh, it's because he's just really, really good. Well, how many guys slept with women that help their career? Now, people are like, well, how? Well, you know, a lot of successful men, what makes them successful is they know women. They know women. You know, that's why we have so many homosexual successful men out there. They understand women. They understand the market. They know how to be a team player. They know how to work with women. And so even back in the 60s, the Mad Men days, you know, if you had a secretary, that secretary could, you know, rain you or rule, you know, rule, they could ruin you or they could, you know, help you rule and make you or break you. And so men, successful men, know how to work women too. And so does anybody say that Clinton slept his way to the top? Does anybody say Obama slept his way to the top or George Bush slept his way to the top? We don't know who they slept with and we don't care. Yet everybody seems to be so concerned about who Kamala Harris slept with. And, you know, if you're a Republican or if you're a Democrat, this has got to make you cringe because it just makes us look bad. And it basically is more anti-woman than you think. OK, you know, if Kamala Harris, you know, was picked for vice president and you want to criticize, don't go after a gynecological body part. Then, you know, address her record. I don't get why it all has to be about, you know, it just always seems to start to marginalize about, you know, a woman's vagina. And it's ridiculous because, let's say somebody did sleep with somebody. Let's say Bill Clinton knew who to sleep with. Let's say George Bush knew how to sleep with. Let's say Trump knew exactly who he wanted to sleep with. You know, and having a woman by his side that was beautiful helped him become successful. You know, a lot of people like trophy wives, and maybe there's men out there that pick somebody beautiful because it exudes success. I mean, this is what's going on, and we're like, oh, no, that's horrible. That's the truth, okay? I mean, I don't know why my husband married me. I'm no trophy wife, right? But, you know, people marry people sometimes for certain reasons. So we can't just say a woman sleeps her way to the top and not accuse men of doing the same. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, don't go away. Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe. Hey guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
With gun theft on the rise, it's crucial that law-abiding citizens hide their guns from criminals who are now becoming desperate. Learn exactly how with the newly updated Hide Your Guns e-manual, written by a former U.S. Special Forces officer who now reveals his field-tested secrets. Whether it's sneaky ways to hide your guns in plain sight or using extremely clever hiding places that even skilled thieves will never suspect, learn how to hide other valuables too, like cash, gold coins, credit cards, guards so that they're safe from thieves, but back in your hands instantly when needed. All this week, get 4 free bonuses when you order. Gun Debate Bootcamp, how to argue with liberals about guns and win every time audio program. Our No BS Home Defense Report, the best-selling Your Home, Your Fortress e-manual, and a special mystery bonus worth $25. Go to hideyourguns.com. That's hideyourguns.com. Don't let your guns be stolen and used in a crime. Go to hideyourguns.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Lumines. The Lumines anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Jampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
Dolly, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel for working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So there was a lot of back and forth before Joe Biden chose Kamala Harris. Kamala Harris and he had some, you know, pretty abrupt exchanges during the primary debates. Donald Trump yesterday had, you know, said that she was, you know, kind of outright nasty, but as primaries do, they pit people against each other, and then all of a sudden, people need to combine and join forces and take one for the team. And so even though Joe Biden originally was probably looking at Klobuchar, because of everything going on in Minneapolis and, because of, you know, his, you know, gaffes and, you know, issues with the African-American community, he thought that, choosing Kamala Harris, we believe, might help that. Now, you know, people want to know, what exactly does she stand for? Well, you know, whenever I look at the vice presidential pick, you know, it is very, very crucial in what they truly stand for, because they might be future president. And Joe Biden is 77. Kamala Harris is 56. She's going to be turning 56 in October. She's actually has a very, very youthful, spry, spunky sort of vitality to this ticket. And, you know, many people think that Joe Biden might not even make it through his first term, either, you know, for health issues or because he'll be asked to step down. So we could be looking at a President Harris. So people are a little concerned, and they're like, well, what do we know about her? You know, well, I'm a little confused, because I've been trying to follow her on health care and things like that. And from what I understand, during the primary, there was kind of a lot of back and forth. And that's why, like I said, you got to really take a lot of their platform with a grain of salt. You know, just like when you see the Supreme Court justices, when they, during the Senate hearings, say, I am not going to vote a political side. I am going to rule how I feel. And then, you know, here they are in the Supreme Court, and they're usually, you know, split 5-4. And so, you know, whatever they say, can you really, really count on? Kamala Harris is looked upon by some as a moderate, not progressive enough, and by others as being too liberal. So I don't know if it's because there's certain changes on our key policy issues, or it all depends on how you look at it. So New York Times kind of broke this down, and they kind of broke it down into, you know, where she is on, you know, or where she has been on certain things. So racial justice and policing. So she's going to be the first black woman and the first person of Indian descent, I think she's half Jamaican, half Indian, to be nominated for vice president. She's a former prosecutor. She has been criticized for her handlings of police shootings of civilians while she was California's attorney general. And people said she was not aggressive enough in stepping in to overhaul rogue police departments, and that she sided too frequently with police unions. Ms. Harris said that she was trying to affect change from inside government. She said, when we want to reform systems, it shouldn't, and it can't only be from the outside on bended knee or trying to break down the door. So she released plans outlining her vision for criminal justice reform and how to stand up for black America. So she called for ending mass incarceration, cash bail, and the death penalty. She wants to create national police systems review board, making attending historically black colleges and universities debt-free for students, and other measures. Now, her stance on capital punishment is drawn scrutiny. As district attorney of San Francisco, she chose not to seek the death penalty in a major case on moral grounds. But as attorney general, she appealed a judge's decision declaring the California death penalty law unconstitutional. So that's why people are like, is she for it? Is she against it? And then there was, she had been bused as a child to school. And so she had confronted Joe Biden during the primary about his recollections of working with segregationists in the Senate. And then she opened up her personal history. And, you know, she had said that Biden had a post-school busing mandate to integrate schools. And then she talked about her, that there was a little girl in California who was part of the second class to integrate her public schools. And she was bused to school every day, and that little girl was me. And so she kind of put Biden on the spot in terms of, you know, those issues. And then, so, I don't know if we have any formal, you know, plan yet. Again, she just found out she was going to be vice president, but my guess is her team's working on something. Healthcare, people have been asking me. And with healthcare, there was a little bit of back and forth. So she co-sponsored Senator Bernie Sanders' Medicare for All legislation. And at a CNN town hall event early in her campaign, she responded to a question about private insurance, saying, let's eliminate all of that. So when she said she wanted to eliminate all private insurance, that started to make people very, very nervous and look at, okay, we might be looking at more of a socialized medicine system under her. So she came under fire. There was blowback. And the issue of abolishing private coverage didn't really bode well. But then, on the debate stage, when Democrat candidates were asked who would abolish private health insurance, she did raise her hands, but then after the debate, she said she misunderstood the question. Then she later put her own health care plan, placed her somewhere between Joe Biden and Bernie Sanders, and her plan sought to provide Medicare for all Americans, but did keep a role for health insurance companies by allowing people to choose private plans modeled on Medicare Advantage. So she started to kind of back down on that, and that's kind of what politicians do, so I'm not really, really surprised. Now, regulating business. So after the 2008 financial crisis, she pulled California out of a national settlement with big banks, leveraging her power as attorney general to get more money from major mortgage lenders. Now, she later announced that California homeowners would receive $12 billion in mortgage relief under the settlement. Yet critics claim on the left that she didn't do enough to clamp down on lenders or to regulate the tech industry. And they say she has close ties to Silicon Valley. So, there's been a lot of, like, debate, apparently, like, Uber. She had threatened Uber with legal action if the company didn't remove driverless cars from the California roads. But then she failed to oppose legislation that would have overridden tough California rules on autonomous vehicles. She also called for an increased risk of corporate taxes. So I think we could see a lot of Bidenisms with her when it comes to that. And then with she did propose, in terms of education, giving teachers pay raises. She also committed to using her executive power to put in place an array of gun control measures, mandatory background checks, more stringent regulation of gun manufacturers, and also promised to work to close a loophole that allows some domestic abusers to buy guns under certain conditions. She also argued that states and localities with a history of unconstitutionally restricted abortion rights should have to obtain federal approval before any new abortion laws could take effect. And she proposed closing the gender wage gap. And then on climate, I believe she wants to establish an independent office of climate and environmental justice accountability and rate environmental laws and rules based on their impact on low-income communities. And she did suggest a tax credit for up to $6,000 for middle-class and working-class families. So we kind of see a little bit of maybe a moderate or a little bit of back and forth, maybe more liberal on certain issues, but I don't really think her platform is defined. Because remember, she failed, and she failed pretty miserably in the primary. And so, you know, people didn't like, you know, a lot of what she, you know, had suggested or touted. So my guess is she's going to, under direction, you know, of the, you know, party leaders, you know, help form a plan or basically support Biden's plan, what she wants to do if she later becomes president. If that so happens, could be just up in the air, just like with anybody else. I mean, you know, you rarely get, I mean, if I ever ran for president, I would tell you exactly what I would do, you know? And, you know, protect the Second Amendment, you know, help the environment. I would want to, you know, stop the ban on gay men donating blood. I would want to incentivize employers rather than tax and punish employers. I would rather, you know, want to encourage employment rather than, you know, discourage it. And I would, you know, get rid of Obamacare. And so, you know, my platform would be a little bit of this, a little bit of that, you know, maybe leaning more right. But when you then get into office and they're like, you know, look, you know, we need more money going to the environment. Okay. You know, we have this bill and, you know, you want to give this money to, you know, job reform, but, or, you know, or, you know, law enforcement, but we have this. And, you know, if I make a change of, let's say, 5 million, all of a sudden I look anti one side or the other. And so, you know, politics are like that. 1-877-DOC-DELLY.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
With no end in sight regarding a new stimulus package, Virginia Democratic Senator Tim Kaine says that Democrats are ready and willing to sit down and negotiate a new economic stimulus package.
Currently, the package doesn't exist, and that's disappointing to all of us who are here, ready and willing to negotiate and vote for a strong bipartisan relief package.
Democrats did reject a bill last week that would have extended enhanced unemployment benefits at the $600 rate while lawmakers work on a new deal. A vast majority of small business owners now see small business conditions deteriorating over the next 6 months. That's according to a new survey released by the National Federation of Independent Business. The survey found that owners are tempering their expectations of future economic conditions based on the COVID-19 health crisis. This is USA Radio News. The Big Ten and Pac-12 postponed all fall sports to the spring. No football, cross-country, volleyball, soccer, or field hockey. Ohio Congressman Anthony Gonzalez played in the Big Ten for Ohio State. He's not a fan of this move.
If you're inside of the college football system, you're connected to your coaches, you're connected to the medical staff, you're connected to the infrastructure, that is incredible that's going to give you the best chance of beating the virus. Now, if you cancel the games, right, now all of a sudden these kids don't have anything to look forward to in the fall. Fridays, Saturdays, Sundays, wide open. They'll be out doing what college kids do. And so my argument would be that inside of that college football system, the support system is so incredible that I believe that gives them the best chance of avoiding the virus, but also overcoming it should they contract.
The Kentucky Derby also announcing that 23,000 fans will be in attendance for this year's Kentucky Derby held on the 5th of September. This is USA Radio News.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Maybe, maybe you'll turn back to me when I tell you you're just so pretty. Maybe,
all right, guys, we are back on Dr. Dolly's show. Thank you all for tuning in. My nose is running, sorry, and it's not very clear. 1-877-DOCDOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Okay, so, you know, everybody wants to help. Everybody wants to give advice during COVID. And, you know, so some universities have kind of taken upon themselves to address an issue that's very important to their, you know, their consumer. And a university's consumer are young, usually young adults. And what do most young adults do, especially college students? They have sex. So, everybody has kind of taken it upon themselves to make statements or to give advice or to, you know, make suggestions during COVID. And it's at the point now where, you know, they have, you know, teams and departments, you know, who make sure they've kind of done their part. I mean, I've seen some universities actually, you know, submit really ridiculous messages, and then I've seen some that do well. And I get they're a university, they're a force, they're a organization, they're a community, they have thousands of people, you know, within their walls, might as well, you know, say your piece. So the University of Georgia, I believe it's the health centers, they have like a sexual health website page, decided to give some suggestions, okay? And they suggested, okay, that you are your safest new partner. They're not really wrong with that. If you only have sex with yourself, you're not really spreading COVID. They also suggested to practice solo sex and limit the number of sex partners you have. Now, I don't know if they really get it, but most of us, it limits by default. I mean, the amount of sexual partners I had wasn't many because, I mean, if I could have more, I would have. So if somebody goes, well, what number do you want us to limit it to? And if they say, can you try to limit it to 5? Many people are going to say, okay, well, I still have 5 to go. All right. So, you know, but I get that there are some people that seem to have sex all the time with multiple people. And, you know, they're far and few between. But the average college student is like, it's limited anyway. I mean, nature is limiting it. Being on a lockdown is limiting it. But I get what they're saying. But they also decided to carry it a little step more and give some more advice. And they suggested that if you are going to have sex, to wear a mask. Now, I would be lying if I didn't say that my husband had suggested I cover my face during sex. If it helps, it helps, right? You know, whoever he wants to imagine, I'll even just wear the mask if that's what he wants. But they suggested and insinuated that panting, right, could cause spread of the virus. So they say heavy breathing and panting can further spread the virus. Wearing a mask can reduce the risk. Now, they're right. The problem is whenever somebody tries to do some sort of good, and not to mention try to attract you to their website by bringing up certain keywords, because you have to plug in a keyword for your SEO, your search engine optimization. So sex is a huge keyword. I mean, everyone's like, oh, you know, this popped up with sex. There's the trolls, or there's the people that will want, there's the haters. So they apparently took it and they mocked it all over Facebook. And so the university, which I don't think they should have done, backed down. And they took it off. And they took it off because they were being ridiculed. I believe their statement was, the information was mocked, ridiculed, and criticized, according to UGA spokesman Greg Trevor. They told the Athens Banner-Herald. They say the information was consistent with language that appears on multiple health and medical sites across the country, including Mayo Clinic. So here they are reiterating stuff, but because they put their own little twist on it, and because students are some of the best meme makers out there, they got themselves in a little bit of trouble. The average student doesn't go to the Mayo Clinic website, but these students do go to their university websites. So that's what happens. So, you know, you give advice and all of a sudden now it's all over and it's ridiculed and mocked. But we do have a topic of, you know, what have we been spreading COVID through sex? Have all these young people still been hooking up? Have they been still partying? Have they, you know, now I have kids that are in the Generation Z category. So millennials are kind of older. They were born from 1980 to 1995. So many of them are kind of graduating, maybe in graduate school. But the Generation Zers are now, you know, the youth. And then we got the alphas. And the Generation Alphas, they're the ones born after 2010. And they're a very interesting generation, which we're going to talk about because I've written a book and I know a lot about the Generation Alphas because I'm very observant of our very, very youth, and I need to know who's going to be taking care of me and paying into my Social Security. So trust me, I really want to cultivate, you know, and germinate that Generation Alpha just right. But kids are out there. They're dating. They're not social distancing. They're ripping off the mask. And it's because they're kids. Okay, you know how they say youth is wasted on the young or ignorance bliss or whatever. You know, youth thinks they're immortal. You know, these young kids, right, are watching all this going on. They're seeing their parents. They're kind of listening to the news and they're not listening to the news. And they're like, okay, wait a second here. You know, what's fake news? What's not? You know, and then they see their buddy. And their buddy's not coughing. And their other buddy's not coughing. And then they see the girl and they have their hormones and they, and you know, they're also thinking YOLO. You only live once. YOLO. That's all I keep hearing. You know, I'll see my son, you know, reach for a bunch of carbs. And I'm like, okay, cut the carbs. We want to make sure you don't have high cholesterol. Watch your sugar. You need to have vegetables. YOLO, mom. And all I hear is YOLO. You only live once. I'm like, okay, you're given a body. You want to take care of that body. Are you taking care of your car? If you're taking care of the car, you also want to take care of your body. But, you know, there's somebody out there that you could sleep with. Do you really think the average young person is going to, you know, say, oh, yeah, it's COVID. I'm not going to. Kids are, it's rampant. The dating scene is rampant. Maybe bars are closed, but liquor stores are open. So people are hanging out at each other's houses. People are, I mean, it's just what's happening. I mean, they're having bonfires. They're going out to the desert. Okay, they're having sex in their cars. All right, you know, it's in fact, these kids have a much easier time now, you know, because, you know, before it was, okay, well, I'm going to school, now I have to be in school and all that, and, you know, now it's like, well, you know, okay, you know, mom, I'm going to go grocery shopping, or I'm going to do this. And mom and dad are fixed. They have to stay home, or they have to be in their certain position. So they're a certain location. And so, you know, the kids, I think, have a lot more freedoms than we think they do. But, you know, the younger generation, and I keep warning them, and I, you know, tell my son to tell their friends, look, you know, this loss of smell thing kind of worries me. We don't know if you're going to get long-term virus. And he goes, mom, all my friends just want to get it, you know, and I'm like, don't have that thinking yet. And, you know, it's a younger mind. And the lockdown that they had, I mean, for me, you know, time starts to go by like, you know, life is like a roll of toilet paper. You know, the closer you get to the end, the faster it rolls, right? With younger people, 4, 5, 6 months seems a lifetime. And so they're not slowing down. And so, you know, when we have been seeing these spreads, whether it was the protests, whether it was, you know, places opening up and lockdowns being lifted or phases being rolled back or rolled forward or whatever, you know, we really do have a huge, huge landscape of young people and sex going on. So, I don't blame the university for, you know, suggesting that, you know, people have solo sex. But then again, that is enough to be kind of hilarious, you know, telling a young kid, a young boy, to have that. Like, oh, really? Oh, I never thought of that. So, yeah, it's kind of ridiculous. But anyway, so, you know, the youth is going to persist. And there was a study that came out that in Stockholm, they didn't have lockdowns like London did. And they seem to have similar antibody numbers. And so, you know, we're starting to rethink the lockdown thing. And so it's probably because lockdowns didn't work and the youth were still out there doing what they do. 1-877-DR-804.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
After about a month of Extendivite, I don't know what it is about the circulation factor. I was able to increase the weight, increase the amount of sets I could do. It has to do with the oxygen getting to the blood. You should market this as an athletic performance. And I don't change anything about my diet or anything. I just thought, this is amazing. Bilberry extract has got something called resveratrol in it, which is the same stuff that you get from red wine. It's also good for eyesight, and I was reading that the Royal Air Force during World War II would give their pilots bilberry jam so they could have better night vision stuff. This is amazing.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often, the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REAL-WTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REAL-WTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now. 1-855-REAL-WTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
Now on the day I was born, 877 DrDahlia. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. Did you guys know that they were making a musical, like a Princess Diana musical? I still call her Lady Diana, you know, because I don't know that. You know, that's like the first name I learned of hers. It was Lady Diana and then Lady Di and then, yeah. So it's Princess Diana. Apparently, there's going to be a Broadway musical. It's Diana, a New Musical. That's what it's called. It's a stage production about Princess Diana. Now, apparently it went dark right before opening night. So if some of you haven't heard about it, that's why. And apparently they are going to kind of do what Disney did with Hamilton, and they're going to just premiere it on Netflix. Oh, actually, they're going to premiere it on Netflix, and then it'll hopefully reopen on Broadway May 25th, 2021. So it's directed by Christopher Ashley, and it's starring Gina DeWall as the title character. And the musical will be filmed without an audience on the stage of the Long Acre Theater for Netflix debut. Now, I guess they've been trying to do health and safety protocols, and you know, we haven't really talked much about how show business is happening. You know, we talked about how many of the movie makers have hired coronavirus experts, and shall we say they're kind of like the police, you know, within the company to make sure that everybody is COVID safe. And that you can't social distance when you're trying to film a movie. You can't social distance when the director needs to be by the cameraman. You can't social distance when you have, you know, the, you know, couple need to do a love scene. And so, from what I understand, there is production being done at some levels, but I think there's a lot of hush-hush. And what Hollywood wants to hopefully do is be able to launch, you know, once they are able to make certain movies, you know, be able to, you know, go back to the way it was where, you know, Wonder Woman had, you know, the guy from Star Trek was in the Wonder Woman movie, was it Chris Pine, you know, and I think, you know, he comes back in the next Wonder Woman, you know, so they have a lot of kissy scenes, but that was made before COVID. But, you know, kissy scenes and love scenes and sex scenes are kind of big fight scenes. How do you be COVID friendly with a fight scene? And California has some of the strictest rules. So there's been a lot of questions on has Hollywood still had to abide by those rules. As long as we know, it's the rules are, you know, still in place and they're not producing. But my guess is there's definitely some work happening on the side. Otherwise, we would have heard about mass layoffs. So, you know, to see a Broadway film and a Broadway show with social distancing and no masks will be kind of interesting. And, you know, people have been moving to the stream. Now, Mulan, I don't know if you guys have been following what's been going on with Disney, but Disney's Mulan is kind of similar to what they did with Aladdin. You know, what do you do in Hollywood if you're kind of low on ideas and previous movies made bank? You just reprise that movie and do it a little different. And so Aladdin ended up being a real hit. At first, I was like, really, you're going to kind of make it live character Aladdin? Is that going to work? And it worked. It was very entertaining. Still a lot of critics, still mixed reviews, but it made money, and, you know, it's streaming on Disney Plus, and I've watched it like 2-3 times. I really, really liked it. Lion King, on the other hand, I think that bombed. Lion King, what they did is they just had animals, and they kind of, you know, animated the animals, and it was okay, but it took away, you know. But Aladdin, they did really, really well. They made it funny, and they did, you know, added extra song, etc. So Mulan wanted to piggyback on that success. So Mulan was a hit, I believe, in the 90s, was it? Late 90s, early 2000s. And it wasn't as big a hit as, like, Aladdin and Lion King, but it still was up there, and it was still a great story. So Disney made a movie. The movie was supposed to be released this spring, I believe in May, and COVID messed that up. So it hasn't been released. It hasn't been released. The thing is Disney has a streaming service, Disney Plus. And while everybody's waiting for Mandalorian, and while everybody with COVID has already seen every movie 3 times on Disney Plus, Disney decided, you want to what? We're going to release Mulan, right, on Disney. The problem is they're also going to charge an extra $30. So if you're already paying the $7 a month for Disney Plus, now on top of that, you have to pay an extra $30. And the big screen release was thrice delayed at least three times. And so I think they're worried about money. So rather than just stream it for free like Hamilton, I mean, what they did with Hamilton was, all right, guys, you know, if you want to see Hamilton, buy Disney Plus. Well, a lot of people have Disney Plus. Now they're probably thinking about dropping it. So they need to have something else. But with Mulan, they're going to charge. Now, some people are saying, oh, that's great. You know, $30. You know, I could invite a whole bunch of kids over. We could do a birthday party. It's way cheaper than paying for $12 tickets or $15 tickets for kids to go to the movie on a Sunday. So, yeah, why don't we do it? Remember, just make sure, you know, you're not going to have the coronavirus police come and break down your party or shut off your power. Right, or your water if you're having a birthday party. So for $30 for a family, let's say a seven, when you have to pay that kind of money for tickets, you know, to go see Mulan, it works. But for other people, they're like, okay, we're starting to get nickel and dimed. We are really starting to get nickel and dimed. We're going to talk about yesterday how used cars have just skyrocketed in price. I mean, they've added premiums on used cars. I mean, used cars are supposed to be like, you know, the deal of the century. And, you know, you're not losing all that, all that value. You know, you get a new car, you don't have all that depreciation, et cetera. But we're seeing right now that used car prices, because people are trying to avoid public transit, because people are sick of being home, they can't really fly anywhere. We are seeing buyers flood the used car market. So what's happening? Well, the price is going up. They say the average listing of used vehicles was $21,000 in July, up $700 from June. Right? A large truck up $2,300, mid-size truck up $1,800, sports car up $1,300, large SUV $1,000. A large SUV, I don't even know if that's a used price. I'm seeing a price here of $3,700. I think those are just lists. Those are list prices. But we're seeing prices just skyrocket all over. So, you know, whether it's going to be an entertainment, whether it's going to be with your used car, whether it's, oh yeah, there's a movie Scoob. Thank you. Somebody just texted, there's a movie Scoob. I guess it has to do with Scooby-Doo. I was never really into Scooby-Doo. You know, I thought the blonde dude was kind of cute. I thought Daphne was pretty. I thought Scooby-Doo and Shaggy were kind of funny, but I'm not really a big Scooby-Doo fan. And the van drove me crazy. I just didn't like their van. And I kind of learned why later in life. But, you know, oh, yeah, and you know, Shaggy always, you know, was like stoned and wasn't well kept. So I wasn't really a big fan, you know, as a kid. I just didn't get it. Did not get it. That's going to be $19.99 for people who want that. And then there's going to be a Trolls World Tour. And anyway, so, you know what, just kind of keep an eye out on things and prices of things. And, you know, consumers are starting to be a little bit more smart. You know, we're going to be talking about how, I don't know if this is a good thing, but, you know, there's restaurant owners in New York saying it just doesn't make sense anymore. Steinmart, from what we understand, Steinmart that has what I think over 300 stores now filing for bankruptcy. So retailers started to raise the prices. They tried to compensate. They tried to attract customers by lowering prices. There's just no volume, and these companies can't do it without volume. We got a lot more to talk about in the next hour. Please don't go away. 1-877-DOC-BELLY.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains contains the polypeptides from 6 different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
If you or a loved one is a survivor of abuse by Boy Scouts of America representatives as far back as the 1970s, we urge you to speak up. We'll stand with you and get you the help and financial compensation you deserve. A jury in Portland, for example, awarded $18.5 million in punitive damages in one Boy Scout sexual abuse case. The Boy Scouts of America filed for bankruptcy, and funds have been set aside to compensate those injured. Time is limited, and so are the funds. Call today. Don't wait. For free information on how to file your claim, call All Survivors Advocates right now. We have a long track record in helping our clients get the legal justice and compensation they deserve. Please, we are ready to help you. Call today.
800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. That's 800-364-2984.